1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Tyler Franson in the news center. The identities of the two men found dead in a home on Mesa Vista have been released. Mesa County coroner's identifying 44-year-old Raymond Allen and 24-year-old William Arias dying in a murder-suicide. Allen's cause of death, multiple gunshot wounds, manner of death, homicide. Arias' death, a single gunshot wound to the head. Gas prices going down in Colorado, another 4.5 cents per gallon this week, down 17 cents from a month ago. Average per gallon cost at $3.37 per gallon, according to GasBuddy.com's daily survey. National average falling 5.3 cents per gallon this week. Prices, though, still substantially higher this year than this time last year. It's not much, but there is snow on the horizon in western Colorado. National Weather Service forecasts call for isolated snow in Glenwood Springs and Rifle today. Montrose and Delta with scattered rain-snow mixture tonight. Weather Service predicts full-fledged snow and colder temps on Friday. More work this week on I-70 at Glenwood Canyon, removing debris and repairing concrete box culverts. CDOT's geohazard team working concurrently to conduct rock scaling operations this week that are deemed safety critical, and westbound lanes will have periodic stops for roughly half an hour apiece. Drivers should expect delays starting Tuesday between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Check CoTrip.org or the CoTrip app for the latest on traffic and construction information. The man charged with shooting and killing 10 people in a Boulder King Supers is declared incompetent to stand trial. Denver Post says the judge ruled Ahmad Alisa will undergo mental health treatment before any criminal case against him can go forward. The 22-year-old Alisa going to the state hospital in Pueblo for treatment. The incompetency ruling pausing the case for the next 3 months. I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center.